Our guest at the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Sunday Roller. Good morning.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
I'm just doing very well. And been reading about controversy over bricks, of all things, in Cooper. And we're talking here about the bricks that are the paving of the street on the square.
That's right.
In downtown Cooper.
That's right. That have been there nearly 100 years, I think, this year. So
right at 100 years.
Yeah. 100 years.
But there's some discussion of removing the bricks and paving the street?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, that's the theory right now. It's been brought up at City Council, and it's kind of gotten the attention of a lot of townspeople. So they are really letting their voices be known.
And as a matter of fact, you just had a town hall meeting to talk about that. So the options are basically what?
Well, the first option was keep the bricks and maintain them and preserve the historic, historic value of them. And they're not deemed historic, but they are.
The appearance.
The historic appearance.
Of
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then the other option would be for TxDOT to come in, because those are TxDOT maintained streets that they want to replace Dallas and First Street, and would be to take it out and put asphalt down and keep those bricks and use them in other ways to preserve them, maybe a splash pad in the park, maybe use them for part of the fountain, just, you know, some other ways to keep them part of our history, and then maybe use them in the crosswalks or something to that effect, like similar to Sulphur Springs has done. And another one was concrete and make it, you know, stain to match the bricks, you know, make it, it's just the smoother surface is what they're looking for on that. Somebody said four-way stops, that was an option. Slow traffic down, you know, reroute the traffic. That's kind of going to be hard to do because there are semis that do have to come downtown, you know, because deliveries. But
and apparently the big trucks rolling over the bricks actually does create enough vibration that it creates some problems for the buildings there.
Absolutely.
On the
square.
Absolutely.
You can see mortar falling out of the bricks in the buildings when the big trucks come by. So, and it's also, you know, wreaked havoc on some signs, like the neon sign at Miller's Pharmacy has been broken because of the vibration. So there, and you can feel them. So
when a big truck is rolling over the bricks. But now you've done a sort of informal survey through the Cooper Review, and support pretty strong for leaving things just the way they are.
Pretty much, yeah. In fact, they've got a fund they've kind of already established long before I ever came along about saving the bricks and to help preserve them and to help maintain them. So, I mean, for 100 years, you know, they've been there. So, I don't know.
Well, and it is an attractive thing for, of course, Commerce has bricks in the streets downtown.
Well, and a lot of places are looking to put them in.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's an attraction for visitors and business people alike. So, it's a very can go either way type situation right now. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been decided, and so it's still up in the air.
But so stay tuned, and we'll probably be revisiting that issue before too much longer. We're talking with the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. I saw that a new historical marker was dedicated in Cooper.
That's right. The Cooper Rail Depot got a new historical marker, so they were pretty excited about that. You know, that was back, it started back in 1913. That was the Texas Midway Railroad. So, it's a pretty exciting event that they got that put up just in time for the Cotton Harvest Festival.
Uh-huh.
So.
Now, that depot is still standing, isn't it?
It is. It's a museum right now. It's the Delta County Patterson Memorial Museum. So, and it opened on Saturdays from 10 to 3 through October.
That's a pretty big job getting a historical marker.
It is. It took them quite a long time. In fact, it says 2014 is when they started it. So that's how long it takes sometimes for the paperwork.
The Texas Historical Association, very exacting.
They are.
They are very particular about the facts that you submit for a thing like that. Was that at one time a railroad, a railway passenger? Here's what I'm trying to say. Was that a passenger depot at one time?
Yes, it did both freight and passenger. So
there was passenger service on the train.
That's right. Yeah.
Coming into
one of the stops between Ennis and Paris. So, yeah, it's pretty neat.
And then I see that your sheriff, Delta County Sheriff Ricky Smith, won a nice award here.
He did. Recently. He got the Hometown Hero Award, so that was pretty exciting. That was a nice little announcement at the Cotton Harvest Festival by Diane Stiegel of the Modern Woodmen of America. So
the Modern Woodmen of America.
Yeah.
That's quite an organization,
it
I'll
is.
Bet.
It is. And they give that out every year, so it's pretty nice to see that they're recognizing people in our town. So,
is that a national organization?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what in what way he was recognized as a hero?
Well, he just does so much for our community, and you know, public servant that he is, and he's helped get a lot of grants, you know, for safety equipment for the county. And that's a big thing.
Right. So. I see. Okay, good. Well, Cindy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.